This podcast does contain spoilers, so if you're okay with that, listen on. If not, pause the podcast, go watch the movie we're about to talk about, and come on back.
All right, sweet.
Excuse me.
Brian, over here. Hey.
Pardon me.
Why don't you have the popcorn? It's starting!
Woo!
Hey! Shut up. Shut up and listen to the podcast. Hey!
There's a lot out there to see. This is what we watched.
All right,
oh,
guys.
Brandon, your stuff is moving in the background.
Yeah, hell yeah, it is because
that's
I'm actually here. I'm actually in the Caribbean.
Your stuff moves also, Jeff.
Oh, look,
it just
oh,
not
it does.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm smaller. I put
it's
you guys
because he's actually
bigger.
There.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. He's bigger. I can see a lot more.
Yeah, it's a wider frame. I'm bigger. I'm taller. Welcome guys to a fun one. I'm excited for this one.
Pressure. Has
super
to be fun now. Lots.
Yeah, you have to have fun.
The bar is set.
Son of a bitch, have fun. Now, today on the podcast, this is what we watched. It's a movie review podcast, and it is our second movie fantasy draft. Today, we're doing Johnny Depp movies.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny boy.
This was a request mm-hmm. from a listener. Thank you, Mackenzie. Appreciate the suggestion for this one.
Mackenzie.
So I may have gone and done a little bit extra work. But I created a giant spreadsheet because
people have seen. It's out. You should have already voted. If you haven't voted, you're a bad person.
Yeah, and that's not very nice. Not very
yeah,
nice.
Mackenzie.
But if
Get
you haven't
together,
voted, now's your chance to go vote. Voting is open and in the show notes for the draft. So let's kind of run through the rules. For the last draft, the Brad Pitt draft, which you guys should also go listen to, go check out YouTube, go check out the results, which I believe we can officially declare that Jeff did, his team did win.
Hell yeah.
Yes. On YouTube, there was 132 votes with 48%. Jeff won. With and then who gives a shit about the other two? No one cares. We both lost. That's all that matters.
Yes, but who lost worse?
Yeah, I lost the worst with 18%, and then Brandon had 33%. I would like to count all my personal votes that people sent me to be like, yours is definitely the best. This is crazy. For two, I still might have lost, but I would have been closer.
But you would have been out of the teens for sure. That's okay. All right, so for this one, we're doing things just a little bit differently. We're still going to be drafting. I've got our names. I've got my randomizer app. I'm going to randomize our draft order. So we're going to be drafting teams. We're going to do teams of five this time. Johnny Depp has starred in 50 movies in his career, and I'm saying starred in. Not some of his smaller roles. They include some things like Platoon, Tusk, 21 Jump Street. Those types of movies I didn't include on this list because those he's, you know, barely in it, not really a feature. He's more of a cameo or just a tiny part. So we're doing five movies, so we have a lot to pick from.
Tiny part.
Instead of everyone voting on the group of movies, what I wanted to do was I wanted to get your guys' thoughts, and this goes to everybody who's listening and who's not listening. I want to get everybody's thoughts about what are some of your favorite Johnny Depp movies. And each movie that you vote for is going to equal a point. So what we're going to do is we're drafting. We haven't seen the results of the survey yet. We haven't seen any polls. So we're kind of doing a blind draft. We're trying to create teams that are going to get us the most points based on what we think are some of the most popular Johnny Depp movies or some of your favorite Johnny Depp movies. It doesn't have to be necessarily the most popular. It doesn't have to be all pirates. You know, it could be things like Chocolat or The Professor or Minamata, you know, those kind of things. So this is going to be a little bit more intense, a little bit more cutthroat, and a lot more numbers are on this one.
If you feel it, chase
watch it.
It.
Vote it.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, fuck, we messed that up.
Damn it. All right, take
we'll
two.
We'll get there. We'll figure it out. Yeah, we'll get there. All right, Matt, Jeff, do you guys have any questions going into the draft?
I'm going to pick things I've seen.
All right. Bold strategy, and bold of you to tell us your strategy too.
It's not going to make a huge difference on my end, so I'll give that to you guys.
Yeah, unfortunately, right. You know, I might not go with my favorite because that's not really what this is. So, hey, pirates.
All right, here we go. Okay, I'm going to shuffle. All right.
Oh, Brandon's first. How convenient.
Brandon, I bet you, is wherever he wanted to be. You have to say something, Brandon, so everyone can see it.
I do want to say that, yes, this did pick me first. Matt is second and Jeff is third. If you'd like me to hit shuffle right now, I'm happy to do that.
I sense a little vendetta just because I won the last one here.
Matt, if you want to team up and it'd be you and me take middle. Down Jeff, I'm okay with that.
I hate you also, Brandon. Cool. You think, Brandon, in what universe do you think it's better for you to win than Jeff? At least Jeff will be like a normal human being. You will have to hear about it for a fucking year. Like,
ever.
Yeah, God.
I will take an ad out in the paper. I will hang a banner.
That's why.
I'll write in the sky.
I would go winless against Jeff before I let you win once.
Woo! Okay, so everyone listening, just remember that.
Absolutely. Just remember that. I'm not joking. Go if you have to vote between me or Brandon, I'm fine with you sending my vote over to Jeff as long as Brandon doesn't win.
Oh shit.
So all right, fair, let's go.
Fair
team
game,
Brandon.
Everybody. Fair game, everybody.
Let's go. Fair game. All right. Let's kick it off. With the number one overall pick, I think I'm gonna take Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl off the board, and that's gonna be my number one pick.
Okay.
Okay, Black Pearl, and then so I'm next. I'm gonna go with Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
Fuck.
Yep, Dead Man's Chest.
That's the one I wanted.
Sorry, man.
God. Okay. Well, I guess that puts me at World's End.
Yeah. Oh boy, this is gonna be fun.
So now that we got those out of the way.
All right, and you're next, Brandon.
Yep, sorry, thought I had this ready to go and did not.
Oh, you lost your turn. I'm next.
Oh my god, he bitched at us for so long, and then now look who's not ready.
Jeff, you said At World's End, right?
Yes.
Okay. No, I said both of them. Put them both on mine.
Oh, sorry.
I'll trade you At World's End.
I didn't know you guys traded picks.
Jeff, I'll trade you, but I get your next pick. You give me round four.
Two? Oh, round four.
And we'll try.
Okay.
And we'll trade.
How about on round three we discuss? I want to see what you pick on round two, and then we can discuss trading.
All right. Heard.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go with... Oh, dude, shit. You know what? We didn't discuss. Are we doing regular draft or snake draft? Totally didn't discuss that. I didn't make that rule.
Well, now's the time to decide.
I know.
I'm fine either way. I think I'm going to lose either way.
I feel like I'm about to give Jeff the advantage, but let's do snake draft. Matt, it doesn't matter. He's in the middle either way.
Well, this is your thing, so I was like, you do whatever you want. I don't want to.
All right, Jeff.
So we're doing six,
yeah, let's
so Jeff,
do snake draft.
Jeff
so
gets another one.
I'll go 1, 2, 3, and then Jeff is 3, 2, 1. So, Jeff, it is your pick again.
Okay, so
we did that. I believe we did that on the Brad Pitt draft as well.
Yeah, because I fucked up an order.
That's
stupid.
Right.
Stupid.
Could have had seven.
It was my first draft. I panicked. Okay, let's just get that straight for all the people listening.
Hey, man, we get it. We get it. It happens.
Okay, so I think I'm going to go Edward Scissorhands.
Ooh, yep, that's exactly what I would have done. Good job.
So if I win now, you're going to be like, yep, I saw that coming.
Yeah, 100%. I just said, I think I just handed Jeff the draft.
All right, I'm next. Let's see, so fifth pick, my second. I think I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Awesome. Oh, the Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
No, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them Isn't the,
that's the first one. He's technically, is he in that one technically?
Is he
for
not?
Like
okay,
the
he makes his first appearance for sure.
Scene. He's in like the okay. last shot.
Well, then I don't want that then. Okay. So I'm going to go,
so yeah, that one,
we should
that
let him take
included.
It.
I'll just go with the generic one that a lot of people love. Donnie Darko.
Donnie Brasco? Donnie Brasco.
Yeah. No.
Not that one either?
Are you sure you know what you're picking?
Apparently not.
His name in that is Jake
Whatever.
Gyllenhaal,
Nightmare,
just so you know.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, no. Oops.
Damn you.
I typed that instead of the Brasco.
I got you. Yeah. Donnie Darko, I believe, was Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, it is. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
God damn.
Matt's official round two pick is A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Damn I'm all Matt. Clustered because everything was in a different order and I half changed it based off of different stuff. So my shit's scattered.
This is going swimmingly. I love this.
Okay.
All right. So in that case, I think my number two, I think I'm going to go Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street. That is that one.
Damn it.
Off the board. I know. I really, honestly, I wanted Edward Scissorhands and Sweeney Todd, but I didn't think I was going to get both.
Matt's got two of the ones I wanted already.
I know. Nightmare on Elm Street is a good one. That's a good pick.
I didn't think anyone was going to go for it.
Well, I don't know if our audience is old enough. I think, depending on the demographic, that's going to be a big one, but I don't know.
If you're insulted by what Matt said, you can give me a vote.
Again, that's fine. Not Brandon. I'm fine with that. Go Team Jeff. I came in fucking last, so I'm just hanging out, having fun.
All right. I am taking this seriously, and I'm going to go with Alice in Wonderland.
Ooh, bold.
I'm taking that first pick round three. Bold choice, but I think it's going to work out for me.
I mean, I know a lot of people saw it. I don't know if they would list it as one of their favorites of Johnny Depp.
All right. I'm willing to bet that it's one of his better ones and one of his more whimsical ones.
I do like him in that role, I guess I'll say.
See?
I mean, I like one it. Right if it were going off of mine, I would. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't know. You know, I don't know what people are going to say. Like, oh, what are one of your favorites? Oh, here's my three favorites. Right. You know?
Right. What do you want from me, people?
When someone says favorite to me, I don't list 12.
Yeah. Okay, so all right, Matt's up.
What you got?
Oh, yeah, that was your second one.
That was my second one.
I'm going to go with, I do want to go that way, but I'm going to go with one that I feel like I hear people like all the time, but didn't make a shit ton of money. I'm going to go with Rango.
Damn Ooh, you, dude.
Rango.
You keep choosing the ones in the order I want to take them.
Oh. Matt knows how to snipe them. I'll tell you what.
God, okay.
Suck it, Jeff.
Oh.
Not for real. Stop it.
Let's see. I guess
I need two.
I'm going to have to go down this, starting to go down the weird area now, because this one's not necessarily my favorite, but I can see a lot of people enjoying it for its time. I'm going to go Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Ooh, okay. Right,
well,
okay.
I'll delete that from my next choice.
Ha ha, bitch. Oh, wait, and then,
yep,
I'm
it's
third,
still yours.
So go again. Okay.
This kicks off round four.
Mm-hmm. So then for my next one, this one I know I just personally enjoyed, but I'm going to go Public Enemies.
All right.
Nice.
All right.
I want it.
I know. My
team.
My last two might just be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm next, right?
Yep.
Mm hmm.
I'm so torn because I want the ones that I like on there and mm-hmm. not the.
I know it's like almost like it's a representation of you.
I know. I guess I'll go with. I guess what'd you go with, Jeff? Jeff.
I went with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Public Enemies.
Public Enemies, that was the one. I'm gonna go with Murder on the Orient Express.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Murder on the Orient Express. That is Matt's second to last pick. All right. Now we come down to the wire. I mean, we blew through this, so I'm okay doing a few more.
I know.
I know.
It's going to be a struggle bus for me.
You've seen 11 movies, Brandon.
Yeah, exactly. I just like
so
picking. I like drafting, okay? Leave me alone.
You're already past movies you do even
I
know.
I like to draft. I like teams. I like this is my favorite thing to do.
I hear you. Let's not just pick the pick for the sake of picking.
I'm super torn between most of these. Cause like so yeah, Matt, like you said, I've seen the least out of the three of us. I had these guys do a survey.
I was gonna say he didn't even bring it up.
Because we just kind of blew through the intro. I was gonna mention the Brad Pitt draft. You know, make sure to go
guys,
that.
Guys, fill it out. Have you not, guys? I texted it to you. I filled it out. Sorry.
So yeah, I had him fill out. How many movies have you guys seen? Because I had no idea Johnny Depp was as big of a star as he is. I knew he was a big movie star, but he's been in a shitload of movies. And I have seen 11 of the 50. These guys have seen 19, so they've wildly seen wildly more than I have. All that to say, I am going off of speculation for most of my picks. So I'm going to go with Blow as my second to last.
Fuck you, bro.
Yep. You're welcome.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's popular. That's just a personal favorite that I was debating on putting on.
Now it's getting personal.
Oh, I'm fine with it. Because that was it. That was on my list of, I want to put this on, but I don't, it's pointless.
I know nothing
then
about
I think
it.
I'm going to,
exactly.
Really.
I know. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm torn Sorry. Between everything that's left.
Oh, everything that's everything left. I've not heard left. Of that one. Did no. I mark that I saw that movie? Because I hadn't seen that movie.
Yeah, me either.
I think everything I am going to take Donnie Brasco. That's it. I was looking at Shock a lot.
Darko?
But I think I'm going to go Donnie Brasco with my last pick.
I had both of those listed. I clearly wrote Donnie, and then I just naturally filled it in with Darko on Darko. Accident. Then was still going through the list, and then
You're
I was
like, oh, Brasco.
Brasco's not on.
Nice.
All right. Donnie All right. Brasco.
Mateo.
All right. And let's see, for my last pick, there is still a personal favorite. Not favorite, but one that I like. Once a Time in Mexico, I think is a fantastic. If people haven't seen it, go see it. I'm not picking it. I'm going to go with What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Mm. All right.
Again, I'm going for the older generation because I think, I imagine most of the younger generation has not seen it, but I'm banking on, come on, old people. I love you guys. You guys are my peoples.
All right.
I'm getting my mom to fill it out. Yes.
There you go.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. So,
mom, only pick these. Don't pick anything else. I don't understand. Shut up.
Do what I said. I don't understand. I picked the ones I like.
You're gonna get the survey back, and it's gonna be Matt 1, Matt 2, Matt 3. All these emails.
Okay. So that I have one more, right?
Yep. Jeff, okay. With the last pick of the draft.
Yeah, I think it gets tough, but I think I'm going to go Corpse Bride.
Corpse Bride.
I can see people picking that one. Again,
I remember hearing
seen
about
one.
It a lot, but I just didn't see it. I didn't end up catching it.
What? Have I seen it? I don't know.
I have seen it, but only recently. In the last, All I right. think, 5 years.
So are we talking trades here?
How about this? I'll give you...
What do you want for
murder
Dead
on,
Man's
I'll
Chest?
Give you Murder on the Orient Express, and you give me everything of yours.
Jeff, what do you
want
for
Dead
Edward
Man's
Scissorhands?
Chest. Wait, what?
What would you want for Edward Scissorhands?
Ooh, I don't know. That's like my ringer right now.
I'd give you Alice in Wonderland for it.
No, that's not, no.
I was about to say.
I'd give you Alice in Wonderland and Blow, and then Blow? I'll take one off the board. I'll take another one off the board.
We'll talk on the side, okay?
Let me see the survey first, okay? Then we'll talk.
No, yeah, the main one I want is for sure, the two that Matt got for sure that I wanted was Dead Man's Chest and Nightmare on Elm Street. Those were going to be on my list.
That's fair.
Until you took
them. I think they're very popular. They might not be my favorite, but I think they are very, very popular. Mm-hmm. Do we want to go through the list?
Yes. All right.
Of
so
each individual person?
For our second fantasy movie draft, I picked Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, Alice in Wonderland, Blow, and Donnie Brasco. Matt picked Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, A Woo! Nightmare on Ew. Elm Street, Rango, Woo! Murder on the Orient Express, and Woo! What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Woo!
And Jeff picked Pirates of the Caribbean, At World's End,
Boo.
Edward Scissorhands,
Yeah.
Charlie and the Chocolate puppies. Factory.
Yeah.
Public Enemies.
Yeah.
And Corpse Bride.
He's a puppy kicker. let's see. I don't know who I think. Well, I don't know. I think the most. I don't know.
I know. And
I can't tell who's the most.
We'll find out. And if this doesn't work, then we'll just go back to the old format and we'll just post our lists and see which ones you guys. We'll redo this draft and we'll pick our own favorites.
Oh, we will not be redoing this draft. This is set in stone.
All right.
There's many other actors and actresses that we will be doing, directors, possibly genres, movie types, TV shows, something like that. We can do a plethora. Hey, do a superhero basketball team, you know, draft a Super Bowl basketball team.
All right. All right. I like that. I like that. Yeah, we'll figure it out. So if anyone has any suggestions on who we should draft, on what genre, what movies, what types of things we should do, let us know in the comments. We're all over social, so find us somewhere and say hello. Like, subscribe, give us some ideas on what we should do. Definitely go and vote on Johnny Depp movies. You can base it on just the ones we've drafted if you guys want, or you can, you know, just do what you want and vote for your favorites. I think that'd be fun, too.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, Once Upon a Time in Mexico is one of the genres is gung-fu. Gun-fu.
I didn't know that was a genre.
But with guns. I didn't either. That's why I was like, what is going on?
That was never on your Miss Genre list.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
that's gotta make an appearance for sure.
Speaking of which, that genre, that game might be broken. Speaking of which, we do actually play a bunch more games than just this. Like, there's gonna be a bunch of like short stint games, which because we're gonna head out. This is the end of this, but short games that will be on YouTube and on our podcast feed of doing. You know, trying to pick which genres things are, what the top movies that IMDb says are in somebody's on their page, a lot of games. So if you like movie games, we got those.
There's a lot, lots of good stuff, lots of fun things that we can do. I love the movie games that we've created. If anyone has any suggestions about movie games that they've had or they've played, we'd love to give those a try as well. Let us know where, like I said, in the comments, wherever you find this. Guys, I'm looking forward to kicking your ass with this Depp draft, so.
We'll see.
Yeah, all right, mister. I can't move my arms. Good luck.
That was so creepy.
You got wooden arms over there? That's fantastic. And well-timed. Well-timed, sir. All right, guys. All right. Enjoy the movies. Go vote. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Woo. Bye.